Basically, this is Woodstock for rock fans. This is after that she was with my favorite. But it's a good thing. You can put it in one way for every podcast.
Next is a progress note. No, I'm Teresa Corriott Fox. The last name is spelled capital C-O-R-R-I-D-O-R-E dash capital F-O-X. And the first name, Teresa, T-H-E-R-E-S-A. Date was July the 25th, 2022. And the place was Winter Village in Frankenmuth. Starting up this Corriott Fox. It was doing reasonably well, but they said food gets stuck in her stomach and also in her throat, period. She has had esophageal dilatation about 3 years ago, which helped, period. She's known to have a hiatal hernia, and she has gastritis and had GI bleeding last year, period. Currently, there's no heartburn, but it does happen intermittently, period. Apparently, she feels dizzy off and on, especially when walking, and this has been going occasionally for 2 months, period. It gets worse and gets better, period. It's described more as a lightheadedness and not as vertigo or a steadiness, period. In this paragraph, she has diabetes. Her blood sugars are usually 80 to 100 and occasionally over 300, period.
Is no longer to be seen as entertainment. So they're not even hiding the fact that it's propaganda.
In the past, she also had GI bleed with an ulcer, period. New paragraph. Her hypertension is controlled with the current management and blood pressure is stable, period. She also has coronary artery disease, but there's no recent angina or palpitations or dizziness or change that. Or no angina or palpitations or headaches or any chest pain, period. New paragraph. Review of systems is negative for fever, chilled, major weight change in the, since last visit, period. However, she did think she lost up to 50 pounds over the course of a year, period. There's no current nausea, there's no polyuria, polydipsia, there's no hypoglycemic symptoms, period. She denies diarrhea, she denies dysuria. No headaches, fainting, or seizures, period. Paragraphic fastness is positive for diabetes mellitus type 2. Essential tremor. Essential hypertension, constipation. Depression with anxiety, gastroesophageal reflux disease. Acquired hypothyroidism, reactive depression, osteoarthritis of multiple joints, coronary artery disease, obstructive sleep apnea, gastroesophageal reflux disease. In paragraph family, her father died at 90 of myocardial infarction and stroke, and he had diabetes, mellitus, and dementia. His mother died at 80, and she had strokes, hypertension, dementia, kidney disease, and heart problems. In paragraph examination, she's not acutely distressed. Neural appearing, blood pressure 120 over 80 laying, and 127 over 80 standing, pulse 65. Respiratory 16, temperature 98.3, oxygen saturation 98%. Had a neck exam.
It only came out last Friday. It went straight to the top on iTunes. It knocked out Lizzo and Billy Eilish, which is pretty incredible. And it basically just talks about all the bad stuff going on in the country under the banner of progress, which I find to be really ironic. So you knocked Lizzo and Billy Eilish virus out? So basically, you like nothing with it around.
Only on the chart.
Says Democrats.
Only on the chart, yeah. It's a fun thing to see it going like that.
Why do you think that's successful now? I mean, maybe you can tie that into the fact that nobody really gives a damn about the January 6th trials because they got so much
money. Army Pro's a normal, ears normal inspection. Next up, no nodes.
Away from me and mine.
Eyelids incoming, Tyler, normal. Shocking, it's normal. Lungs. Or clear the percussion and auscultation period, no excessive muscles for breathing. When you've asked for normal size 2, no gout, no murmur. No significant edema. People call it palpable. Abdomen soft on tendon, no organomegaly. CNS screens go through normal, sensation attack. Gait is relatively stable. New paragraph, a foot exam was done, and that showed fewer pulses, about 1 plus. Sensation intact. And no lesions, period. Edema, there was no significant edema, period. Motor strength is approximately normal in both feet, period. Skin was unremarkable. Paragraph. Assessment of the plan. One, Mrs. Corridor Fox has GI symptoms. Maybe food getting is stuck and she may benefit from dilatation again, period. We are referring her to gastroenterology and she goes to St. Mary's Hospital. And the plan, I recommend consideration for dilatation and also assess for esophageal or oropharyngeal issues, period. New paragraph, she has lightheadedness, but that could not demonstrate any orthostasis, period. It comes off and on, and I recommend that she get up slowly, sit before standing, do some foot exercise before getting up, and be cautious, period. If she gets lightheaded, she should sit down again for a minute and then continue, period. She can walk around the building, but gets tired if she walks to the dinner table, but she does make it, period. Paragraph 3, she has gastroesophageal reflux disease and history of gastritis, period. I recommended a GI referral, period. 3, she has hyperthyroidism. I will continue to have a thyroxine, 25 micrograms daily. 4, she has diabetes mellitus, which is relatively controlled. I will continue to JO 20 minutes every morning.
I feel like I actually did get his hand this weekend.
Period. 5, she has hypertension. I will continue Topo XL, 100 milligrams daily. Period. 6, she has coronary artery disease. I will continue Imdur 10 milligrams. Daily. Plavix 75 milligrams daily. And the Topo XL also for this period. She has anxiety, I'll continue on Xanax 2.5 milligrams 3 times a day, which is helping her, period. Overall, continue the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.